Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The Essex County Prosecutor's Office on the case in Newark following a shooting at a recording studio that left two people dead and two others wounded.
Unclear how many shooters may have been involved in the gunfire at Platinum Sound Recording Studio on Clinton Avenue. And there's no word either yet of any arrests this morning. Cops scouring the area all night looking for clues. Brian Foster spoke out. He's lived in the area for the last year and a half.
The place is usually quiet. I haven't really seen, no traffic really goes in and out. You hear a little music sometimes, but nothing. You don't see anybody hanging out in front, nothing. I don't know anybody around here, so whoever got there, I wouldn't know him.
Now, we're being told one man was pronounced dead at the scene. The other died at the hospital. Two other men are in stable condition, as the Essex County prosecutor will update us later this morning. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. In Newark.
Separately, four people are in custody in last month's deadly mass shooting in Newark that killed three people, including a 10-year-old boy. That was November 15th on the corner of Leslie Street and Chancellor Avenue. So far, no word on the suspects, but we expect to hear more from officials later this morning. Cops on the hunt for the man who stabbed another man in the back at the Union Square subway stop. The two had apparently argued on a train that spilled onto the platform. This commuter spoke to ABC 7.
It's a little sad that on our way to work or wherever we're going to commute, that this has to be in the back of our mind to just be safe and protect ourselves. And that's a little scary.
The victim, who cops say is homeless and has 16 priors himself, was taken to the hospital in stable condition. As the mercury drops, tenants in one Crown Heights building demand building management and the city step up.
Neighbors at 243 Kingston Avenue say they haven't had heat for the last three nights.
You can feel the air. You can put your hand on the side of the windows. It's very cold in here.
They're rallying on the steps leading to their building and say it's just as cold outside as it is inside.
It's ridiculous. It's been going on for the last 7 years in here.
Deborah Turner started turning her stove on just to keep warm.
It's enough is enough. My bed is cold. The floor is cold. The walls are cold.
Neighbors in the building say they've made numerous calls to 311, the Crown Heights Tenant Union, and also have contacted HPD, who we did see here inspecting. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Crown Heights.
You know those places around town that offer laser hair removal, body sculpting, facials, Botox, and even IV treatments? Well, the New York City Council is going to be looking into them, and Oversight Committee Chairperson Gail Brewer tells 1010 Winds why.
There has to be many more regular inspections. And of course, I believe strongly there has to be public education, multilingual, so that understand it's clear to New Yorkers that there are risks of unlicensed medical procedures if you go to one of these med spas.
She says in some cases, people have ended up having vision loss, getting burned, even poisoned. She's calling for stricter oversight and for more regulation on both the city and state level. New York State Comptroller Thomas DiNapoli warning that the city's Health and Hospitals Corporation could have some difficult choices to make. He's talking about either consolidating and or eliminating services. That's the word after his office took a look at the impact of President Trump's so-called big, beautiful spending bill.
We did see a part of the analysis. The New York City Department of Social Services estimated about 950,000 individuals in the city could lose health care coverage, most of that from Medicaid. Hopefully some steps will be taken to minimize those numbers, but there's no doubt that some folks are going to be impacted.
We have some new numbers on the measles situation in New York. So far, 43 cases this year in New York State, including 20 in the city. Also 16 in Rockland County, 4 in Orange, 1 up in Putnam, 1 out in Suffolk. The situation in South Carolina is getting worse. As of yesterday, 111 infections confirmed there, mostly in Greenville and Spartanburg. That includes 27 since last Friday, with people presumably infected over the Thanksgiving holiday. A warning about rising norovirus levels that have been detected in wastewater in Newark. This is from recent testing at the Passaic Valley Sewerage Commission. They say levels have been rising steadily in Newark since the beginning of November, but are the highest now since May. And it's not just there. Wastewater testing in Union City and Stamford, Connecticut, also revealing higher concentrations of norovirus nucleic acids. So what does that mean? More people could be getting a nasty stomach bug, which causes vomiting and diarrhea and is contagious. Experts say wash your hands and don't share cups or utensils. A gruesome scene near the boardwalk in Coney Island. That's where a man walking near 33rd and Surf Avenue found human remains.
Police searching through a very heavily wooded area of rough terrain just feet from the Coney Island boardwalk. This is where they say they first discovered a human skull. They also uncovered different parts of what they believe to be a human body. But they do believe some bones were missing. Those are what they're still continuing the search for. The city's medical examiner is also here on scene along with detectives that are geared up for this search. We're unsure if it's going to be continuing across the boardwalk or if it will stay contained to this very heavily wooded area just feet from it. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Coney Island.
An attack on an MTA bus leaves a 15-year-old critical. That happened at around 2:30 yesterday afternoon on a BX-38 near Bartow and Gunther Avenues. Cops say there was some sort of argument before the teen was beaten and then stabbed multiple times. You can see photos of the suspects on the Crime Stoppers X page.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.